Hello, I'm Neil Schiffen. Welcome to Inside the FBI, a weekly podcast about news, cases, and operations. For the past couple of weeks, we have covered the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit known as the BSU. Supervisory Special Agent Dr. Greg Vecchi is the unit chief of BSU, which is located at the FBI Academy at Quantico, Virginia. The BSU is where, years ago, special agents began profiling serial killers. So much more is done now, as Dr. Vecchi and his staff do a lot of analysis and reports, and all this to help agents and police who are out there working 24/7 to keep our country safe.
Well, what we do is we do all the hard work for them. We look at various, you know, types of offenders and the types of crimes that they commit. And I give you an example here. Let's say we're, as far as, you know, how do you deal with a hostage taking? You know, how do you, instead of, you know, other than shooting them or trying to go in and do some sort of tactical action, well, when you can't do that, all you got is your verbal skill set. So there's a lot of stuff that we've done in the past. In fact, shortly after, and I'll give you an example, you know, shortly after, you know, 1972, when the Munich Olympics occurred, the New York Police Department decided that, you know, we should probably maybe start doing some sort of a negotiation program, you know, and before that, there were no such thing as negotiation teams at all. And so what happened is they started kind of like a pilot test on that, where they had a guy by the name of Frank Boltz and some other people and some psychologists that were associated with him start talking to the perpetrators during the crime. And what they found out was that, you know, it seems to be working. And so they instituted this whole negotiation thing. That, of course, has developed into a complete discipline of hostage negotiation. In fact, the Behavioral Science Unit, one of the many things that came out of our unit, was the Crisis Management Unit, which eventually then split and became the Crisis Negotiation Unit. So all the negotiation stuff that's out there that's used primarily by law enforcement, especially by the FBI, was all developed first and foremost here. And then after it became such a specialty area, then we more or less, it's kind of like birthing. You kick them out of the nest, and then they become their own entity. So now you've got these specialty units out there that came from BSU that just focus on that. But to get back to your question, as far as how does it deal with the cop? Well, question is that, you know, you're talking about negotiations. Well, we all know negotiations work, but then how do you train it? And then how do you make it so it's a methodology? So there's a specific method. It's trainable. It can be replicated. It can be validated, and you can actually measure it. And then based on those measurements, you can try to become better.
Dr. Vecchi says training is so very important, so that the agents and police on the streets know just what to do when faced with a dangerous situation.
What we try to do is package a very complicated theory or complicated way of doing things, breaking it down to the bare essentials and putting it into steps. And we publish this in publications, in textbooks, magazine articles, journals, special textbooks, special training manuals and stuff, and then of course we train it. And so it all becomes kind of like a consistent training, and then with that we do the research, and then we try it out, or other people try it out, and we get feedback from them, we get our own feedback, then we go back in and we fix it. And then over the years, what you have is basically world-class training that can be taught and replicated. You can train the trainer so that you have people following a methodology that works, so they don't show up at the crime scene or they show up at the hostage situation and they're trying to learn as they go when people's lives are in danger. We're giving them that shortcut, that schematic, that map. So then what we try to do then is develop training, and then we train the people, we put them on the hot seat, we role play them, let them practice, we give them job aids, and we give them you know, publications and things, and then they go out and they try it, and then they come back and we get feedback, and then we make adjustments if something didn't work. And so at the end of the day, what we have is we have training and we have research and we have consultation products that have been vetted over and over again in real life, and we keep bringing it back and redoing it, and then going back to our clients and the people that are doing it, and then giving it the point that we have it's like a schematic, it's like a methodology that's teachable and that can be taught to other people who can teach other people. And so instead of having a hostage negotiator go in there and just kind of guess or make trial and error, you know, over a period of, you know, number of negotiations where basically lives are at stake, you're giving them a tactical shortcut or a shortcut, a methodology, a way for them to go in there knowing that they already know how to do it because we've already trained it, we practiced it, and we've still kept our foot on the ground the whole way. We've added an element of reality to it. And so it's this constant training, this constant research to make the training better, and then the consultations and the case stuff that keeps it real. And that's really the benefit of behavioral science and everything that we do. That's how it helps them. We come up with a method that is easy to teach and a method that's easy to follow, and then we, based on feedback, help them get better and better and better, and then we do train the trainer, because we can't obviously train everybody, so we leverage our resources by training other people to do the training for us. Before you know it, then it becomes industry standard, and that's typically what's happened over a number of our programs.
We asked Dr. Vecchi about the future. What does his crystal ball show in the area of behavioral science?
Well, we see a lot of areas to be readdressed. Suicide, for example. There's always a higher suicide rate that we know that to be in law enforcement and the military. Part of that is the stress of the job and personal factors and things. But what we're seeing is, I'm sure you've heard this term, suicide by cop, where a person who wants to die and doesn't want to kill himself will, run after a cop and point a gun at the cop, and the cop would be forced to shoot him, thereby, officer assisted suicide is another word for it. Well, we're seeing some changes. We're seeing some thing what we're labeled suicide by cop, where you have cops who are so stressed out that they will actually seek out another cop from another department, point a gun at them, forcing them to shoot them. That's a area of future that we're seeing. I touched on the school violence stuff. The school violence stuff has always been associated, it's either a child or someone that's associated with the school. Well, that may be changing. We want to look at that. We also look at a lot of the national security areas, insider threats, looking at how do you deal with a source of information that you may never see? How do you vet that person, like through cyberspace? You have, we live in, law enforcement lives and dies and breathes by informants, and everyone knows that's important. You got to have someone out there telling you what's going on. Well, now with with cyberspace, you have the problem where you have people that would be willing to work with the police and help them and give them information, but they want to remain anonymous. So how do you reach across cyberspace to vet this person? How do you deal with someone and vet someone that you may never meet? Or more importantly, what we're trying to do is try to establish, how can we make the time frame between when we make contact with them over the internet to the actual meeting time, how do we close that gap so we can add more value to the investigation to save resources, make it go quicker, and also make sure that we're going down the right avenue. The hostage taking stuff, I think, is going to be big. We're interested in looking at not just aspects of like the Mexican hostage taking or school hostage taking, but we're also looking at some of the things you'll see in Iraq and Afghanistan, where you'd see the beheadings, those type of hostage takings. We want to look at that in that arena. Even the pirates around Somalia, we want to talk to those folks. That's part of the future we're looking at. Pretty much, even all of our topics, we just want to make sure that we readdress everything at least within every 5 years to see what changes in behavior, what are the different crime patterns, so that we can come up with the best training, the best research, and the best assistance we can provide to these new and emerging problems.
There are so many aspects of the FBI's Behavioral Science Unit. If you missed our two previous Inside the FBI podcasts, you may wish to hear them. Also, click to www.fbi.gov to find out more about Dr. Vecchi's unit and what they're working on. That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Schiff of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs.